Oh, we were so soft.
25 days from kick, and it just doesn't matter. I don't know what it matters. So I don't know why any of it matters. We might as well not play.
Gosh.
I mean, there's a reason we throw toilet papers in trees. Charmin soft.
I can't believe there's toilet paper in Auburn's facilities.
I mean, just soft.
Why it's are not there the not cheap stacks stuff of either. Bark in the right. bathroom for people to use?
I don't know why we're not using November leaves.
It doesn't
in the
make
facilities.
Sense.
I mean, if you want to be a serious, if you want to be taken seriously, which is the whole point, you know, right? To be taken seriously, then you shouldn't greet people with high fives or fist bumps. You should punch them right in the jaw.
Just solid uppercut. And the more upper the cut, the more the more hard you are.
The more tough you are. Yeah.
You gotta be tough.
You gotta be tough. You gotta be Bear Bryant.
If you don't do that, you're not tough.
You gotta be Bear Bryant Junction boys tough. Tom Berenger in the middle of the desert. Tough. If
and
not,
look, I'm not against taking your helmet off.
Sure.
And just hitting somebody with it that's not wearing any pads.
Well, but you know what real toughness would be? Real toughness would be going and hitting someone that is wearing a helmet when you're not wearing a helmet. CTE be, you know, to heck
that's
with CTE.
Tough.
That's yeah. tough. Just go headbutt somebody when you're not wearing a helmet. Do we have any tough
that's
guys?
That's tough.
Do we have
that's
a single?
That's 10 wins right there.
Do we have a yeah, that's 10 wins. Do we have a single tough guy in the football facility?
Man, I don't know if there's one.
My goodness.
I don't think we have one tough football player.
You know, Alex Golish. No. Let's make it personal.
Do you mind real quick? Do you mind? I got note of it. I talked to a player yesterday.
Okay.
I'm like, I just gotta ask.
Sure.
I'm not gonna ask how things are going at the spa. I'm not asking that.
Well, because we know it's palatial and plush and wonderful. It's
but I asked, I'm like, so when y'all go to bed, are y'all given blankets and pillows? And what I was told, Brad, I don't know why you're laughing. What I was told was the most devastating news I've heard regarding Auburn football ever.
I'm sorry. What were you told?
I mean, worse
Zach?
Than like some of the injuries we've seen.
This is
worse
breaking
than late
news.
Game pick sixes. Like,
I wasn't aware of this. What,
Brad?
What's happened?
The football team is sleeping on beds with mattresses and pillows, and they have blankets. And hold on. There's air conditioning in the hotel.
Oh, come on. What are we doing? What are we doing?
How soft. They're just not tough.
I tell you, Baylor and Southern Miss are licking their chops right now. You think Baylor's Dave Aranda?
Baylor's sleeping in the woods right now. That's tough.
Uh-huh. Like Bears do.
Dave Aranda came out 6 months ago, and he's like, yeah, if you play Baylor football, you're no longer to sleep in a bed. They actually hired people at Baylor to go into all the apartments of all the Baylor Bears football players and say, hey, we're going to take your toothbrushes. We're going to give you metal sticks, and you're going to use that to scrape off anything from your teeth.
And, if
that's
your teeth
tough.
And you know what? And if your teeth don't get clean, so what? That's
Who
even
cares?
Better.
Because you're so tough, you're going to get in so many fights anyway. You're just not going to have many teeth anyway.
Correct. Knock them out if they're dirty. Who cares? What football player cares about clean teeth? What real football player? What
you know
real SEC?
Tough? Not chewing your food? Just swallow it.
You know what? Brushing your teeth. Brushing your teeth might be important in the American Conference, but sure as heck ain't going to win games in the
SEC.
You ever
seen a tough football player drink out of a straw? I haven't.
Never. Not once.
I bet all of our players use straws.
I actually don't know if they all would use straws, but yeah, but I take your point. I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. Yes. Probably.
Oh, that's the point you're taking seriously of all of this is the straw thing. That's where you drew the line. It's impossible to look tough drinking out of a straw. It's impossible.
No, you're right about that. It is genuinely absurd to think you can look tough while drinking.
So I want to add the caveat here. Everything we just said.
Why are you adding a caveat now? If it's not obvious, brother, let me tell you something. If you watch this show and you thought this conversation was anything other than ironic and making fun of absurdity, I don't know what to tell you. You don't deserve a disclaimer if that was your thought.
I love that pictures of Ohio State staying at a hotel came out yesterday. Oh, I love it.
What a bum program that is.
Yeah, Ohio State, when's the last time they've competed for anything?
There's no toughness within the Buckeye program.
Gosh, they only have like the best player in college football, but they're not tough.
Right. They're not tough. No. So here's what we thought we're going to source this. Okay. Because apparently there are other media outlets like this media outlet that they get their material from us and other Auburn media outlets. There are certain Alabama media outlets that get their material from Auburn media outlets, to be very clear. So we thought we could use the audience's help to help write their next headline.
Oh.
I thought this could be kind of a fun way to spend some time today. And here's one that I thought of. You know, Alex Golish has slimmed up a little bit.
Sure.
In the summer. You probably eat a lot of salads to do that, don't you think? Don't you think roughage is probably a part of that? Alex Golish orders salads with lunch too soft to be an SEC head coach. That is a future headline from a particular Alabama organization.
Say it again.
All right. Alex Golish orders salads with lunch too soft to be an SEC head coach. That's a future headline.
Please tell me you have a list of these.
Oh, buddy. I came up with quite a few, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right, what's next?
Alex Golish puts his phone on Do Not Disturb, Auburn unable to reach him at critical times.
He's just not dialed into the job.
No.
Yeah.
Golish never been kicked out of a Waffle House. What are we even doing here? Golish let someone merge in traffic. SEC coaches question his competitive fire. Alex Golish, we understand.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. Hold on. Okay. I'm still letting right. that would sit there for a second because okay. That was great.
Okay, next.
Alex Golish wears matching socks. Sources say program lacks grit.
Why did you say grit that way?
Because grit is a fun word to say.
Program lacks grit.
Program lacks grit.
I think that's my favorite so far. Read it again.
Alex Golish wears matching socks. Program lacks grit. Here's my favorite. I think this is my favorite, and I tried these out on some other people this morning, and they like them too. The consensus favorite was, you know, it's hot out there, and I know you don't like to talk about how hot it is because that's just another indicator of a lack of toughness when you mention the heat.
Sure.
Alex Golish wears sunscreen. Auburn's toughness problem gets worse. Toughness problem gets worse. Because we just assume there is a toughness problem. So it gets worse by the lack of sunscreen. Don't wear sunscreen. Just get out there and,
oh, man.
Let the rays hit, you know.
Oh, Goodman, please use one of those. Please. Please. It will change everything about what I think about you if you use one of those. Please. It'd be the most incredible thing.
Golish puts ketchup on his hot dog. Leadership questions emerge.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. What's wrong with staying at a hotel for fall camp? Golish folds his towels. Former players reportedly alarmed. So if you need any of these. I wish our coach was as tough as some of those that get pedicures.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, practice in a 30 by 30 cell or whatever nonsense is going on and celebrated in other places. I mean,
do you have any more? Or is that it?
I've got more. Those are the better ones.
Keep going. I don't care. Give me the second tier ones. I don't care. I want all of them.
All right. Let me see. Alex Golish enjoys a pumpkin spice latte. Is Auburn ready for this level of softness?
It's almost the season for it, too.
Alex Golish doesn't boo at movies. Too soft to survive the SEC.
He doesn't what?
Boo at movies.
Do people do that?
Sure. Some people do.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Alex Golish eats boneless wings. Can Auburn really win in the new day of the SEC? this one's gonna hit some people. All right,
this is my favorite thing you've ever done.
Alex Golish carries a reusable grocery bag. Auburn football has gone woke. These are future headlines coming to you during fall camp.
Oh man,
Alex Golish wears a seatbelt too soft to lead in the SEC.
Too soft to lead.
This is good. This one may be actually my personal favorite. All right. Don't be surprised if you see this headline this week. Golish prefers medium salsa. Auburn settles for mediocrity. Medium salsa. 6-6 coming up. If you bet on 7 wins, you're such a loser.
Oh my gosh, Brad.
Medium salsa.
I'm crying.
Golish uses a coaster. Sources say Auburn has lost its edge. They've lost their edge.
Yeah, totally.
When's the last time they had an edge? All right. I think that's it.
Okay. I don't know if I can handle much more. The salad one was good. What was the sock one? What was the second part of the sock one?
Auburn lacks grit.
That's right. Golish wears matching socks. Program.
That's program lost. Lacks grit.
Program lacks grit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do.
No, I would just reiterate a point we made Friday when the first one of these articles came out. And you talk about it with Kyle on Locked On today, which was great too. But so I don't want to just beat a dead horse.
How about him shouting out Locked On his column?
Well, yeah, that was, and Kyle made the point, and he's 100% right, that like, that's what he wanted. He wanted the first article was to do exactly what it did. And the second one's probably to do exactly what it did, to rile people up. But I think less people will get riled up by this one than they did the first one.
Yeah, right.
Because it's more obvious what this is. I would argue that...
Oh, it's so good.
Like, their stuff isn't for Auburn fans.
Right.
It's to use Auburn fans for the engagement. But
right.
It's not for them. It's for Alabama fans to watch Auburn fans get riled up. It would be exactly the same. Hey, everybody watching and listening, it would be exactly the same as us doing a whole show about Alabama. Now, we reference Alabama from time to time because they're Auburn's biggest rival. It's the greatest rivalry in college football. So, yeah, we're going to talk about them occasionally. We're going to talk about Georgia occasionally. We're going to talk about LSU and Florida and Texas A&M. And like, we're going to talk about other teams occasionally. But it would be like us unironically doing a whole show about Alabama. That wouldn't be for Alabama people. It'd be for Auburn fans.
Yeah.
So It's the same thing. Those articles are for Alabama fans, and they're to use Auburn fans for their reactions. It's for the engagement. It's no different.
Yeah.
So, all right. What are your headlines? The comments are going to be great. I can't wait to read the comments today. Please,
that might be tomorrow's show. You're right.
Correct. Yes, it might be. Please, in the comments, write your future headlines about the softness of the team.
Just not tough. They're just not tough.
I get the feeling that the staff, I don't think it's a, because again, I don't think it's real. I think it's fake.
Agreed. Yeah.
I think it's fake. But if it were real, it would be such fire for the team and for the staff, for this staff in particular. But I, like,
this
I hope,
staff is already telling the players they're too soft, regardless of if they are or not. That's what they're telling them.
Yeah, their demand is a level of toughness beyond anything that anybody else could cook up. So, please think they're soft. Please think that. Please tell them they're soft. That's great. That's awesome. Do that. Cool.
I think this is my favorite show we've ever done together.
Medium salsa. Right,
please load up the comments because I can't wait to read them later. So.
Medium salsa, 6-6.
Please sign up to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue our conversation in the post show. You also get access to Coffee and Cornbread, which is a, you know, essentially a daily recap show, which is super great. Christian does a great job with it. You also get access to Afternoon Delight Monday through Friday. You get access to a ton of members only content. It's the most members only content. Yeah. For Auburn fans on YouTube. It's not close.
Let me add to this that as a part of the post show every now and then, we'll remind you that, like, we want to hear from you. So, like, you kind of get a say in what other content we make. That's for true. Members only. The stuff that you want is the stuff that we talk about and eventually do. So,
all right.
Yeah.
I think that does it for today's show.
Yeah, I think it's time to go lay down on some cushy pillows and take a nap and see if somebody can bring us grapes and Fannis over here in soft world.
Yeah.
Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.